This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Corey D. Black Jr., Appellant, decided April 22, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, Num. ED112231. Respondent, appeal from the Circuit Court of St. Louis County versus 18 SL CR086601. Corey D. Black Jr., Honorable David L. Vincent, 3rd, Appellant, filed April 22, 2025, before Lisa P. Page, P.J., Rebecca Navarro McKelvey, J., and Virginia W. Lay, J. Corey Black, Jr., Black, appeals from the trial court's judgment entered upon a jury's verdict, convicting him of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. We affirm. Background: Black and victim were good friends. Black borrowed victim's gun to use at a shooting range, and when victim sought the gun's return, Black said he no longer had it. Following a series of argumentative text exchanges and interactions, victim and his sister, arrived at the residence where Black was staying with his girlfriend, and her mother. Victim knocked on the door, and girlfriend answered and said Black was not there, but was on his way back. Victim and sister waited for Black to return. When Black parked his vehicle, victim approached him and started getting in Black's face and yelling. Black and his two friends got out of the car and walked to the house. As Black went inside the door, victim grabbed the screen door and threw it open. Black retrieved the gun from his friend and came outside. Victim 2 said, "Use it, shoot me," and according to Black, tried to reach for the gun. Black took 2 steps back and fired 2 shots into victim's torso. Victim died from the gunshot wounds. Black was initially charged with first-degree murder and armed criminal action. Following trial, a jury found him guilty of the lesser-included offense of second-degree murder and armed criminal action. He was sentenced to concurrent prison terms of 24 years and 3 years, respectively. This appeal follows. Discussion. In his sole point on appeal, Black argues the court plainly erred in failing to sua sponte submit an instruction to the jury regarding the justified use of force under the Castle Doctrine, codified under Section 563.031 RSMO 2016. Warrant Standard of Review. Black concedes his point on appeal is not preserved for appellate review because he did not object to the instructions given to the jury, nor did he request an instruction on the justified use of force under the Castle Doctrine be given at trial. However, he requests we exercise our discretion to review the claim for plain error. While generally we do not review unpreserved claims of error, Rule 3022 creates an exception to this rule and gives us discretion to review plain errors affecting substantial rights if we find the alleged errors resulted in a manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice. State versus Brandelis, 601 SW3D 519, 525, Mohr Bank 2020, Rule 30.20. Plain error review is a 2-step inquiry. State via Hill, 697 SW3D 885, 888, Mo App, ED 2024. Internal citations omitted. First, we assess whether there was evident, obvious, and clear error affecting substantial rights. Second, we determine whether that error resulted in a 1. All further statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. All references to rules are to Missouri Supreme Court Rules 2023. 3. Manifest injustice or miscarriage of justice. Itty. Manifest injustice must be established in connection to the particular facts and circumstances of the case. State versus Jones, 686 SW3D 293 301, Moez Appia ED 2024. Citing State versus Baxter, 204 SW3D 650 652, Mo Bank 2006. In reviewing a question of whether the trial court erred in refusing to instruct the jury, we view the evidence in the light most favorable to the defendant. Hill, 697 SW3D at 888, internal quotations omitted. Instructional error rises to the level of plain error only where it is clear the trial court's failure to instruct the jury affected the verdict. Jones, 686 SW3D at 301, citing State versus Celis Garcia, 344 SW3D 150, 154, Mordbank, 2011. Analysis, Section 563.31.1 allows for a general statutory right to self-defense. The statute also codifies what is commonly known as the Castle Doctrine. Section 563.031.2. Under the statute, a person is justified in using deadly force if 2. Such force is used against a person who unlawfully enters, remains after unlawfully entering,
attempts to unlawfully enter a dwelling, residence, or vehicle lawfully occupied by such person, or 3, such force is used against a person who unlawfully enters, remains after unlawfully entering, or attempts to unlawfully enter private property that is